time for Power Rankings, Bart Winkler style.
You know what? You just made the list.
It's Worst and Five. Here's Bart Winkler.
It is time for our Power Rankings, Worst and Five. We give you the worst team in the league, and then also the five best teams in the league. Well, which league? I'm going to do NBA. Carlos will do NHL. We will probably ride this until the playoffs, yes, of their respective sports, and then we will transition into Major League Baseball.
Yeah, it'll be easy for us because the playoffs for both leagues are right around the corner.
Yeah, and then we can bore you with the baseball power rankings.
Spoiler alert, Dodgers all season.
Oh, yeah. That sucks.
We should just do 2-5.
Yeah, or 2-6. We can do 2-6.
2-6, you know what? I'm fine with that because it's going to be the Dodgers every single time.
Right now, technically, the Cubs would be the lowest on my power rankings. They have a worst record in the league.
You suck! I agree. They are the worst. So we got a preview of for MLB right there.
All right, so in trying to figure out who the worst team in the NBA is, there's a pretty good indicator of how to do that. The Washington Wizards had 15 wins coming into tonight. The Utah Jazz had 15 wins coming into tonight. They played each other. So you would think whoever lost is the worst team in the league, right? The Jazz won this game 128-112. But as we talked about last night, both of these teams probably wanted to lose. I mean, the Jazz sat a few guys, including Lauri Markkanen. So because the Jazz couldn't lose a game that they wanted to lose, it's not the Wizards. It's the Utah Jazz that are the worst team in the NBA.
You suck!
Well, for me in the NHL, the answer hasn't changed for the last couple of weeks, and it won't change because why on earth would they possibly win at this point? They could just get the number one pick in the NHL draft and call it a day, and I'll hopefully get somebody to pair with Mackling Celebrini. But it'll be the San Jose Sharks. Worst goal differential at the league, minus 77. Ugh. Third worst offense in the league. They give up the most goals than anybody else in hockey. All they can do is sell hope for the future. So once again, the San Jose Sharks are my worst team.
You suck!
All right, for the best teams in the league, I'll start at number one.
Number one.
There hasn't been a lot of suspense here all season for me since we've been doing this. It's been either the Cavs or the Thunder. The Cavs have a really good argument to once again beat number one. They are outscoring their opponents by about 11 points per game. Only six teams in NBA history have done that. Five of those six won the championship. The only exception was the 72 Bucks, who lost to the 72 Lakers, who were also one of those teams. In fact, the team with the best point differential in league history. The Cavs have been number one for the last 3 weeks. They have just lost two in a row. They lost to the Magic. They lost to the Clippers. The Thunder are winning games consecutively. I think they are up to four. And I just saw them with my own eyes, and they were so good. And I'm going to put the Thunder at number one. At number two, that will be the Cleveland Cavaliers. And then the pecking order in the NBA is really what it has been for the last couple of months. There's the Cavs and the Thunder, and it's one of those teams. And then at number three, it's the Boston Celtics. They have 50 wins on the season. Thunder at 57, Cavs at 56, Boston has 50. The next highest team is 45, and then there's a bunch of teams in the low 40s, upper 30s. So we're going Thunder, Cavs, Rockets. Oops, Celtics. Number four?
Number four.
Rockets. The Rockets are number four, and they have won eight straight games. They are 45-25 on the season. So number five.
Number five.
Here are the contenders. In the East, the 43-win Knicks. You're still not beating good teams. You're out. The Nuggets at 44 wins. The Lakers at 42 wins. The Grizzlies at 43 wins. The Golden State Warriors at 40 wins. It probably should be the Lakers or the Nuggets. But I am going to put the Golden State Warriors in there. As if you look at their overall record, that's fine. If you look at the last 17 games, i.e. since they've gotten Jimmy Butler, the Warriors are 15-2. In that time, by the way, without Jimmy Butler, the Heat are 4-16 and nosediving in the East. So the top five for me, it is the Thunder, Cavs, Celtics, Rockets, Warriors in the NBA.
All righty, let's do that hockey. I've been waffling back and forth like you with the Cavs and the Thunder. They've been like 1A, 1B. Same thing in the hockey world. It's 1A, 1B. They're only separated by two wins because they have a virtual lock in points. But my number one team.
Number one.
Is going to be the Washington Capitals at 98 points. Last week I had them at number two. And again, I've been waffling back and forth. The tiebreaker for me is the fact that they're 7-3 in their last 10 games. And even though they have the easiest remaining schedule, they're doing exactly what they're supposed to do, and that's win games. Now, if anybody's on Alex Ovechkin watch, he needs 8 goals in the final 15 games to break Wayne Gretzky's record. He's not the only one scoring. Tom Wilson got to 30. Alexei Protas is right there at 29, so the Caps will probably be the first team with 3 guys have scored 30 goals. My next team.
Number 2.
And if you were paying attention the last couple of weeks, again, you have to waffle, which means there is a second dance partner, and that's the Winnipeg Jets. They also have 98 points, as I mentioned, but a loss to the Canucks and a Caps win drops them, the Jets down to second in the standings based on points percentage, even though they have those two more wins in Washington. Winnipeg continues to lead the league in wins, like I said. They have the best goal differential at plus 77, and the Jets can soon lock up the division and conference titles, and both would be a first for the franchise, so they're on a hell of a run. My third team.
Number 3.
I continue to beat the drum that they are the most balanced team in hockey, and that's the Dallas Stars with 89 points. They're not going to catch Winnipeg, though, so that's probably the issue for them. They'll most likely face Colorado in the playoffs, and that's going to be a hell of a series, Bart, you know, because both teams are really clicking. They need to.
I can't wait.
Oh, you're not going to watch. I am. Yes, I am not familiar with every single person on that roster, but they are good teams. However, neither of them are really great on the road. So Dallas needs to stay ahead of Colorado in the standings in order to kind of secure a next-round advancement for them. At number 4.
Number 4.
That'll be the Carolina Hurricanes. I had them at number 4 last week. Nothing changes with 86 points. They've won 7 straight wins. 4 of those wins have come after the trade deadline since they moved on from Mikko Rantanen, which really did not work out for them. And like, you know, you rare to see the double flip where they acquire and then get rid of the player. They just couldn't make it work. So shout out to Colorado in order to get that in their favor. But the Hurricanes have allowed just 1 goal per game. The exact percentage is 1.29. They've beaten the Jets and the Lightning, both teams that will be in the playoffs. So the Hurricanes will be a very dangerous team to face in the postseason. And finally, at number 5.
Number 5.
The Colorado Avalanche. I have not had them ranked before. They're 85 points. They are 3rd in the division. Again, they're not going to catch Winnipeg just like Dallas. So they're probably going to face Dallas in the postseason. We had a little bit of preview of that series earlier this last week when Dallas and Colorado face each other. But Colorado has won 8 of their last 10 games. They've earned a point in at least 9 of them. Nathan MacKinnon continues to lead the league in scoring, and Cale Makar leads all defensemen in scoring. Everything's coming up Colorado for them right now, clicking, and perhaps most importantly, they're finally picking up their goaltending, which has been an issue for them all season. So once again, at number 1, I have the Capitals. The 2, I have the Winnipeg Jets. 3, Dallas Stars. 4, the Carolina Hurricanes. And 5, the Colorado Avalanche.
Those are the power rankings. Well done.